Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show, the only show of its kind. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are our injury attorneys, and this show is for you. It's an injury-related show. We do it every week. We're glad to do it. We try to cover a different subject each week, and we do it to educate you, to give you information. Information is empowering. When you're fighting the insurance company on your injury claim, you need to know what you're doing. You need to have strategies. That's what why we wrote the book called Legal Game Plan. It's full of strategies. We give you strategies when you come to see us. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to meet with you. If you've been injured, we'll be glad to give you a free initial consultation. And you hear that a lot from attorneys. Come on in. We'll give you a free initial consultation. Well, when you come to Bell & Pollack, you actually meet with a licensed attorney as opposed to other approaches by some other law firms. You're going to meet with a licensed attorney. You're going to be educated. We also give you a legal game plan, and we give you a meaningful, significant legal game plan. What does that mean? We give you the strategies. We give you the information. We tell you what the insurance company is going to do and try to do against you and your injury claim. That way, you can fight it. You can combat it. You can win the war. How refreshing is that? Information from Bell & Pollack, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our phone number, again, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. All right, today, have you ever wondered, you hear about lawsuits, injury lawsuits, this lawsuit, that lawsuit. Have you ever wondered why there are injury lawsuits? Why do they exist? Because, when people come into our office and they're injured, they're not there to file a lawsuit. They don't particularly want to be involved in litigation. They don't particularly want to be a plaintiff or a claimant in litigation and file a lawsuit. And I'll guarantee you, the at-fault party, most of them, there are some exceptions, but most of them are ordinary people, made a mistake, rear-ended somebody, and they don't want to be sued. So if they don't want to be sued, and then our clients come in, and most of them don't even want to be involved in litigation, they want a fair price, a fair compensation for what they're going through. And so, Brad, it sets the stage. It sets the foundation on why we have so many lawsuits. So let's kind of get into that and explain to everybody how this happens.
Well, it does set the stage and the foundation. And, sometimes we can say it's a difference of opinion. Other times we can say it's because insurance companies don't want to pay the same amount that the plaintiff's lawyers want to collect for the injury. There's a difference of opinion as far as what the value of human suffering is, what the value of loss of quality of life is. People who put a low value on quality of life quite often have become indoctrinated into that way, one form or another, for one reason or another. And they look at the fact that the quality of life doesn't mean much, or they don't want to put a value on it, or the same value that we as plaintiff's lawyers do. And quite often we as plaintiff's lawyers also are trying to figure out what the general public will think about it, because when you're doing a trial, in a jury trial, you're dealing with the general public and you're asking the general public to value quality of life. When you stop to think about the reason you want good health, when you stop to think about the reason you want to be able to some kind of financial ability to do things, when you stop to think about the reason you work and the reason you go out and earn money and save money, it's usually to improve your quality of life. And that's what you're focused on, is your quality of life. And when you get involved in certain activities or in certain hobbies or in certain things you want to do, that you're dealing with a quality of life. And insurance companies, defense lawyers, regardless of how they personally feel, they in the business world, when they're out there in the business world, the idea of an insurance company is to try to pay as little out for claims as possible. You'll never find an insurance company where the motto is "let's pay a lot for claims," or where they in their books say let's pay extra money on claims. It's always going to be let's hold claims to a minimum. Let's not pay claims if we can help it, or let's pay as little as possible. Now, sometimes they may have in there, well, let's pay a fair amount, but their fair amount judgment is going to be less than what we believe as plaintiff's lawyers and what we believe the general public should be looking at for what should be paid as a claim. So why do we have lawsuits? We have lawsuits because we, on one side, do not believe that you're getting fair compensation and the appropriate amount of money for the injuries you've sustained.
You know, sometimes there's a difference of opinion, a legitimate difference of opinion, between the plaintiff's attorney, the injured claimant, and the insurance company for the at-fault party. Sometimes. But the cases that are really are prevalent a lot are an example like this. You come in, let's say you came into our office and we gave you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan and we were going through this. And let's say your medical bills turn out to be $20,000, right? And that's medical bills are just one part, one small part of the damages, injuries, losses that you can claim. And we were talking about quality of life. Brad was talking about quality of life. That's another component. You can claim money damages for that. You can claim money damages for pain and suffering, for physical injury. So, in this example, if medical bills, $20,000, are just one part of the claim, and the insurance company tells you and your attorney, hey, we'll pay you $12,000 for the whole case, everything, all damages, injuries, and losses, when there's more categories than just medical bills, we'll pay you $12,000 for the entire case, take it or leave it, in your face, goodbye. And that doesn't even cover the amount of the $20,000 in medical bills that you have to pay back. And so when that happens, what do you think is going to happen next? Come on, what do you think is going to happen next? They say that's it. They're not going to pay any more money. And if you don't like it, force us. Force us means file a lawsuit. Then when you file a lawsuit, they call everybody greedy. The injured plaintiff is greedy. The injured plaintiff's attorneys are greedy. Look at them. Look at all these lawsuits. Look at all these injury lawsuits. When behind the scenes, the cause of these lawsuits, many times, as I've just described, they pay you a lowball amount, and if you don't like it, do something about it. So that's a huge driving factor in when people file lawsuits, because I said at the top of the show, you know, the at-fault party doesn't want to be sued. I'm quite sure. I mean, they're not looking to be sued. Some of them are looking indirectly to be sued. They're drunk. They're texting. They're texting idiots. They run into people. They're high on drugs. They're non-compliant on prescription medication. Some of them are just asking for it, and they're asking for punitive damages on top. But a lot of people just made a mistake. But they got to pay for the mistake. It's like going into a store. So you knock something off the shelf, you break it, you got to pay for it. And so that's the issue. So Brad, let's talk more about this quality of life, because quality of life is a component of the damages, injury, and losses that you can claim. And the insurance companies and their computers that value your claims usually devalue quality of life, when many times it's the most important part of your injury claim.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's exactly right. We establish a quality of life in things we do in our lives, and we establish what we like to do, and we establish what we do, not just what we like to do, and because some of us may not like going to work, but we go to work, and we establish doing these things usually pain-free and without restriction. Or if we have got certain pains or restrictions, we've learned to make adjustments and proper modifications to address the pain and the restrictions. When you get into a crash and all of a sudden you're hurt and somebody's run into you, you start talking about, well, what's that done to my quality of life? What really, how much now do I enjoy going to the theater and sitting in some of those big cushy chairs where I've got some nice, some kind of therapy chair or something that's relaxing, and I'm sitting in a big theater. I can put my feet up and I can get my popcorn. But the problem is because of my head hurting or my shoulders hurting or another part of my body hurting, I'm watching a movie in pain. Now, we have a classification where you can get compensation for pain and suffering, but what's that done to your quality of life? What's it mean when all of a sudden you say, I'm not going to the movies anymore because I have this problem? I'll sit at home and watch them. Now, insurance companies, defense lawyers, defense adjusters like to look and say, well, there, you're okay. You've got the quality. You're still getting to see a movie. You're still getting to see it. You can put it on a big Sony 50-inch TV. We'll buy you a TV. Here, we'll spend $1,000 and buy you a nice big Sony TV, and you can sit at home. You can make your own popcorn, and you can enjoy watching the movie right there. Well, has that affected somebody's quality of life? You bet it has. You bet. And that's one simple, small element, because you've got to think of quality of life as being how much you're able to enjoy or live with and go through life without having restrictions or pain. because once those restrictions or pain occur, they either stop you from doing quality life, they cut back on the amount you can do, or they turn into a situation where you simply can't do it anymore. Or you're just in pain all the time while it's happening.
Quality of life is a very important factor in your damages, injuries, and losses. And in the example that I gave you earlier, where you have $20,000 in medical bills, which is just only one component of what you can claim, and they say, oh, okay, for your whole case, we'll give you $12,000, take it or leave it. I mean, they're putting it right in your face, understand? And so then you have to have attorneys who then are willing to file a lawsuit. The injured claimant then has to have it explained to him or her that this is going to require a lawsuit, and here's why. And then the insurance company says everybody's greedy. Look at all these frivolous injury losses. Well, they're not frivolous. And who caused them to begin with? And how did it originate? And how did it derive? Because when you get to a jury trial and you're on the jury panel, you never hear about what happened with regard to settlement negotiations. You can't. They don't come into evidence. You can't hear that they offered $12,000 and forced everybody to file the lawsuit. You don't hear that part. You just hear, here are the defenses and here's the evidence, et cetera, et cetera. So understand that. You can give us a call anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Or our website, championsofthepeople.com. Now, if your favorite activity, whatever it is, let's take a hobby, a recreational activity, was taken away from you permanently, forever, what value would you place on that? We'll discuss that after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are your champions of the people, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys, and this is an injury show. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs, and for over 40 years, we've done cases all over the state of Colorado. We have a lot of experience, and you can put our experience to work for you and your family. I can't tell you how many people's lives we've helped, and we're glad to help you. We're glad to do it. It makes us feel great. It's worthwhile. It works. 303-795-5900. 303-795-5900. Or our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. All right, right before the break, Brad, I asked everybody the question of take your favorite activity, because when you're talking about quality of life, you talk about work quality of life, home quality of life, educational quality of life, recreational quality of life. So let's say one of the things you really love to do is work out or go hiking. And now, because of this injury, it's gone forever. You can't do it. You want to, but maybe you have a hip problem, a leg problem, and you can't do it anymore, and that's gone. So what value, ready? What value to put on that? And so, Brad, let's talk about how the insurance companies value these things, because their computer programs and their adjusters don't give much value to the quality of life, because, you know, I think you made the point once before in one of our previous radio shows that they just say to you, well, why don't you just get something else to do? Do something else in your life.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, okay, look, so you like doing one thing. As earlier in the show, I said you like going to the movies. You can't go to the movies anymore. Well, or you like going to the baseball games. You like going to the football games. You like going to the hockey or the basketball games. Well, you know, you can't do that anymore. Well, you can get a different hobby. You can get something else to do. Go do something else. Go find something else to do. The insurance companies rarely will tell you, here's something for you to go do. They'll just say, you know, your quality, they believe quality of life is replaced by going to secondary things or learning to like something else. So you like to go dancing, but you can't go dancing anymore. Well, why don't you just start going to dinners? And forget the dancing. You can't dance. You can go dinners. Oh, you can't go to dinners because of the pain while you're sitting there at a nice dinner. Well, go to a fast food restaurant and learn to go to a fast food restaurant and get home a little earlier and do things around your house. Oh, you can't. You used to like to work around the garage and refinish some of your furniture in your house. You can't do that anymore. Well, you know, you can find things to do around your house where that doesn't refinish furniture. Go figure out something else. And so they talk about, and what they want you to live with is replacement of quality of life. And replace the things you were doing because you've lost your quality of life. That's like telling a chess player to go have fun playing checkers, or telling a checkers player to go have fun playing chess. You know, learn to do those things and then have your quality of life. It doesn't work that way. But insurance companies don't want to deal with that. And Gary, you talked about, you know, they put in computers, they put in their nice little formulas. Well, you've got to remember, the only way a computer program can spit out a number is when it has somebody at the beginning of the program who's putting it together decide what parameters and what factors count. And when they decide what factors count and they decide how that's going to be plugged in, they then have their formulas come out of their computer, their numbers. Well, that's great if you're an insurance company doing your own formula, deciding how much money you're going to pay for when other people get injured, and your goal to begin with is to make sure you're on the low end of what gets paid, to make sure that you pay as little as possible. That's fine for them to plug that into a program. And the problem with that is that then gives these handcuffs onto all the adjusters, onto all the defense lawyers. It puts handcuffs onto everybody from the insurance side, because you're now looking, trying to say how your person's different than what some person 10 years ago thought should be the factors in determining a value for quality of life.
Right. I mean, there was this computer program created years ago called Colossus. It's still being used today. And so if you have a diagnostic code in your medical records that the doctor put in there, a diagnosis for maybe a broken arm, diagnosis for a sprain strain of the neck, diagnosis for herniated disc, then that's input into their computer. And so we're talking about today, one of our subjects is, why are there so many lawsuits? Well, think about that, right? If your case, your medical records and your medical condition is input into the computer, and maybe they don't input all diagnostic, all ICD codes. Maybe they don't put in all the diagnoses. Maybe they just put in part of them. But let's assume they put in all of them. I mean, the computer is pre-programmed to value in money terms, in dollars, your injuries. Well, who do you think it favors? In whose favor are these computer programs? And that's just one reason. They say, well, for your whole case, we'll offer you $14,000. Well, wait a minute. My medical bills were $20,000. Wait just a minute. I've lost my quality of life. I used to like to go hunting. I used to like to ride my bicycle. I used to like to read. I can't read anymore because I've had a concussion. I get dizzy. I used to like to work on the computer, but I can't because I see double. I have double vision. I get dizzy. I get nauseated. And I can't do those things anymore. And by the way, the doctors have told me that it's likely going to be permanent. And by the way, one doctor told me it is permanent. I'm going to have to learn to live with it, right? So what do? How do you value that? You're going to live with the insurance company's valuations when they're predominantly built low. And then they say, you filed a lawsuit. You're greedy. No, I want to be paid for what happened to me. This guy T-boned me at 45 miles an hour. This turned my life upside down. This changed my entire life. This is not fair. And they don't care if it's fair. What they care about is who's going to win the war. If you want to win the war, give us a call, 303-795-5900. 303-795-5900. Obviously, every case has different facts and circumstances. Those have to be considered. But you're in a war. You need a legal game plan. You need strategies. They don't guarantee you win, but they guarantee that it enhances your chances to win. 303-795-5900. Bell and Pollitt, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We've been doing the show for years, and we do a variety of shows throughout the state of Colorado, including the Denver metro area, the mountain towns, eastern plains, up north and down south. And we do it to give you information. We spend a lot of time, energy, money, and effort trying to do these shows to give you the information you need to educate you with the information you need to fight the insurance company on your injury claim. Today we're talking about, why are there so many lawsuits? And we were talking about quality of life. Brad, let's break this down a little bit further. I mean, you've got some people have educational activities they can't engage anymore. Some people have recreation they can't engage anymore. Some people have sports they want to play certain sports or sporting events. Even if it's intramural sports, they can't do it anymore. And that has a big impact on somebody's life.
You're right. And these things are important to those people. They're important things that the people want to do, that they want to be able to enjoy, that they want to be able to have in their life. And when these things are taken away, they are entitled to compensation for these things because they're taken away as a result of the negligence of another person, and they're entitled to compensation for losing those things. It's been clearly stated in the law. The question is valuing it, and that's why at times we have trials versus just being able to resolve.
Yeah, sometimes you have to file the lawsuit, and as we both said at the beginning of the show, you know, the at-fault person doesn't necessarily want to be sued. They caused an accident. Some of them have been pretty straightforward. Some of them are not, though. Some of them try to make up stories about it. Some of them try to change the facts. Some of them are texting. Some of them are drunk. Some are impaired. Some of them high on drugs. These are completely different situations. I mean, completely different. And there is a concept in Colorado called punitive damages. So, but for the most part, when people cause an accident, they're not looking to be sued. And for the most part, people that are injured, they're not looking to sue somebody. Think about it. So what's the genesis? What's the origin of all litigation in the injury field? And as we said at the beginning, sometimes there's a legitimate difference of opinion, but many, many times it's driven by the computer programs and the low valuations. So, Brad, you know, when you've got the medical bills, you've got physical injuries as a category, you got pain and suffering as a category, and when they only want to pay you for one category and not even the full amount on the one category, what happens here?
Well, you know, you try and work with them. You try and go through. You discuss it with the adjuster, and then when it doesn't work, it gets kicked over to the lawyer, and you discuss it with the defense lawyer, and then when it doesn't work, you'd maybe get another adjuster on it, and sometimes you deal with talking to a mediator and getting a significant mediation, or ultimately you end out in trial. What you're trying to do is best for your client as a plaintiff's counsel. And as plaintiff's counsel, the best for your client is sitting down with your client and learning what the situation is and discussing with them and making sure they understand and trying to compare that to what you know from experience, what you know from the other lawyers in your office, what you know from what's going on in the current litigation and legal world, to determine what a case is worth and what the value of it is and how does this injury and this pain and these restrictions uniquely affect your client.
Right, and you can recover damages for that, and you have to be aggressive and you have to know what you're doing. That's why we preach you need a legal game plan, strategies. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. 5900 Bell & Pollock, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and you can contact us there, and we can get hooked up together. 303-795-5900. I'll tell you what, let me give you a couple of examples of maybe just some household activities. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Suppose you were injured in a car crash, and I hope you never are, but suppose you were, and it affected your, you know, what they call the household activities. What if you loved doing work around the house, painting outside the house, landscaping maybe, mowing the grass, maybe trimming the bushes, making your home look beautiful, washing windows, maybe gardening. A lot of people like to garden. You can't even take out the trash, washing your car, maintaining the cars. Think about these things. That's just one small category. But these are compensable areas of damages, injuries, and losses. And if people want to get a hold of us, they can call us at 303-795-5900. But you have to make these claims, and then you have to be able to prove them. And when they don't honor you, you've got to do something about it.
Oh, you most certainly do. And you just talked about certain things that go on, but let's go to something as simple as your work. A lot of people enjoy their work. A lot of people go to work, maybe they don't enjoy it, but they actually can do it without pain. They can do it without restriction. They can do it at the top of their game. They can give their employer an honest day's work and a full day's work, and they can give their fellow partner or their fellow business associates a full day's work. A lot of people like doing that and realize that's a very high element of quality of life. Well, what if you can't do that anymore? What if you're not as good as you used to be? What if you can't give as much concentration? What if you can't sit at the desk as long? What if you can't attend some of the meetings? What if when you do attend the meetings, you got headaches or you're forgetful or you have a back pain or a neck pain or you can't move your arm as well? What if you can't do some of these things you did at work? What if you're not as good as you used to be? How does that affect your quality of life? And what then do you take away from as far as how well you feel at work, how well you feel what you've accomplished? What do you take away from what's been given to what you've been giving to your employer and to your fellow work associates, and now you're not as good? Now you're not doing it the way you used to do it. Well, for that affects quality of life, and that can cause depression. That can cause people to be upset. That can cause a feeling of less value the way you are, because you can't give the same quality that you used to give.
Right. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can text us, you can email us, you can chat with us. We'll be glad to meet with you. 303-795-5900, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.